We need to educate our kids that they have rights and to exercise them. If they get pulled over by the police, you have a right to call 911. By the way, ladies, you cannot be frisked by a male police officer. Mm-hmm. The only place they can pat you is around your waist.
And that's just a pad, not a frisk.
Absolutely. You also have a right to ask for the badge number and write it down to file a form of complaint. Written documents and tape recordings hold up very, very well. But I think in some states, you have to let somebody know that they are being recorded.
I know in the state of Maryland, you have to.
Right. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello.
How you doing? Some of those rights that we don't know about, maybe you can shine some light on this.
Well, one, I want to say back with Supercan in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. that you don't have to roll your window all the way down. That's one. And two, as far as your property, if you did not call the cops and someone else did and the cops come to your property, you know you have the right to tell them you do not want them to walk on your property.
Really?
How is that?
Yes, you have the right. If someone else called and they come to your house and you didn't call them, you have the right to stop them and tell them, I don't want you on my property. Can you please not get on my property? And they do not supposed to enter your property at all.
You think that's accurate?
Well, I had a cop one time knock on my door because someone called with a complaint and he was being a butt, and I basically just slammed the door on him and went on about my business.
Oh, you're such a bad guy.
What could he do?
Couldn't come back with a warrant.
What could he do? Yeah, for what?
Yeah,
warrant for what?
Because you're trying to hide something. Why would you slam the door in his face?
He was being a butt.
Mm. Right. And he couldn't come back.
What could he do?
Open this door up, guy. Yeah. Open it up right now.
I can lock you up for this. I said, okay, on that note, clip.
Wow.
Super bad man. We have to see what happens.
Soup knows his stuff. I'm sure he's been arrested.
See you later.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? Some of those rights we don't know about. I'm fine. Can you help us?
Okay. This is a true story. What happened to me several years ago was I was pulled over by a police officer who at that time in our community, I'm calling from Indianapolis, was known for bad behavior with blacks. Okay.
Okay.
So when he pulled me over, I already knew it wasn't going to be a good stop. So he came to the car, asked for my registration and ID. When in the process of me getting that information for him, he said, you know, you black people get on my damn nerves with your gold teeth, speeding around town, acting like you don't know the laws.
Did he really say that to you?
Yes, he did, but hang on. Wow. I said, sir, I'm sorry. Here's my information, and I really don't appreciate you talking to me that way. So anyway, he snatches the information out of my hand. When he goes back to the car, I picked up my phone, and I called 911.
Yeah.
And I told the lady, I said, I have a police officer. I don't know if he's under the influence or he's having a bad day. I said, but he is racially profiling me. He's saying some things to me that are not, you know.
Did you tell him that he was being recorded?
No, I did not. When he walked away from my car, after he took my driver's license and my registration, I just made a decision. I'm going to say I made an executive decision myself to call 911 because I feel like somebody else needed to
hear. Did 911 did they stay on the phone with you, or did they say, hey, this is not an emergency? What did 911 say to you?
So she stayed on the phone. And when he came back to the car after, you know, checking my information, he threw the information back at me. One piece went in the car, one piece went on the ground. He said, and you can just get your blackness. Okay.
Did she hear it? Did 911 hear that?
Yes, she did. When he left, I picked my phone up and I said, are you still there? She said, sweetie, where are you? I said, I'm up here at 46 in Arlington. She said, where are you headed? I said, I'm headed home, and I was just a few blocks away. By the time I got home, there were like five police cars there. The head officer, or whatever you call the head chief, he was there. They gave their apologies. I did find out later on that the guy had been terminated because he, like I said, in our community, he had been known for doing that. But
right.
Nobody could ever catch him. You know, nobody, you know, no. People would complain about him, but no one ever, you know, had enough information.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, that's an interesting story.
Wow.
You know, but you know, listen, I realize that, you know, we have some people that are, you know, some cops out there are kind of rogue.
Right.
But, you know, not all of them.
Usually not like that.
Not like that.
Though.
But you know what? I ran into one, and I'm the rest, you know, I'm the nicest, sweetest. I'm liable to start crying.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, you always try to, like, charm
I don't try out. To. I'm just like, oh, my God, am I going to go to jail? Because I've been to jail. It's not cute.
Okay. So good morning. Hello.
Hey, I'm wondering if I'm a winner, man.
No, you're not. You just lost.
The winner.
Now, why you do that? You are a winner, sir, in life.
You always are. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello. How you doing?
Just fine. What we're trying to do is figure out some of these laws that we didn't know that we had, these rights that we didn't know we had.
Well, I'm a police officer in the district. I've also worked in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I want to comment on the telling police officers to get off your property. There's something called the curtilage on your property that means it's the public area on your property that anybody's allowed to walk on. For example, your driveway, up to your front door, any place that the public is allowed to go on your property, a law enforcement officer is allowed to go as well.
Hmm. But he can't go inside.
They cannot go inside, which it's called the curtilage.
If Super Ken shuts the door in your face, you can't do anything, right?
You can't do anything without a warrant to go inside the property. Unless there's what we call exigent circumstances, for example, hot pursuit. If you're chasing someone, they run inside of the house.
Right.
You can knock the door down, or let's say you hear screams or something of that nature that would make you think that there's a crime that's going on inside the house that needs to be addressed right then and there.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? This topic is blowing up the phones, and we probably, if I kept some of the stories a little shorter, we probably got some more of this stuff in. But we'll talk about this again another time because I think this is important information that we need to know. Thank you.